Hi, everybody. You're listening to WMUC Digital in College Park. I'm going to start us off with a PSA before we get into music today. But before that, I want to announce we have a special guest. Do you want to say hi? Oh,
hi, everyone.
Mm-hmm. Wait, can you keep saying hi, everyone? I want to make sure I have the right mic on.
Oh, hello, everyone.
And say it one more time.
Hi.
Perfect.
Okay.
I have my good friend Blessings Ross discuss Nicki Minaj with us today. But before all that, I'm going to start us off with a wonderful PSA. I think I'm going to do my favorite, the classic. It was the one that both of the people who trained me used. So I used it for like all my shows last semester, and I think I might return to it because it will always be my favorite. The Filipino Cultural Association, right here.
No one man should have all that culture, but this club can, you know we got the most, FCA's got GBMs every other Thursday.
FCA@UMD.com.
Okay, I missed that PSA, I haven't played it in a minute. Sorry, we came in a little late today, so I have to get our audio set up, but before that, I want to talk about our artist today, Nicki Minaj. I think that she was incredibly influential to a lot of pop music shortly after her, but then in the long term, I think like she affected rap much more. And Blessings, if you want to jump in at all, like, feel free. But I feel like when I think of like the early 2010s, she really is like the only like large female rapper I can think of, and like the only one that I feel like people still listen to now of that time. Up until like I'd say like, I was going to say 2018 with Cardi B, like we talked about yesterday, but
yeah,
I guess people cared about Iggy Azalea for like a year there.
I agree with you. I agree with you. I think that like low-key, the Kia Asylum is real. Like, like if you guys don't know, like Kia is an actual black artist. Milkshake, I think.
my neck, my back.
Yeah, my neck, my back.
Which, but I don't know why it's like an insult to have made that song. Like, everybody loved that song.
Well, because that's the only song anybody know. But
and One Hit Wonder's bigger than most of the people listening, so bigger than me. So I think I'm going to start us off. Back to Nicki Minaj, I think the one song by her is, I feel like I power on every time I hear it. Like, I think everybody does. I think it is one of her most popular songs. And I think one that really, like, kind of encapsulates a lot of, like, the Pink Friday sound, as we discussed later, is Super Bass. So this is Super Bass by Nicki Minaj.
One is for the boys with the booming system. Top town AC with the cooling system. When he come up in the club, he be blazing up. Got stacks on deck like he's saving up. And he ill, he real, he might got a deal. He pop bottles and he got the right kind of bill. He cold, he dope, he might sell coke. He always in the air, but he never fly couch. He a motherfucker. Drip, drip, sell her all the strip, strip. When he make a drip, drip, kiss him on a lip, lip. That's the kind of dude I was looking for. And yes, you'll get slapped if you're looking home. I said, excuse me, you're a hell of a guy. I mean, my, you're like Pelican Fly. I mean, you're so shy and I'm loving your tie. You're like slicker than the guy with the thing on his eye. Oh. Yes, I did. Yes, I did. Somebody please tell him who the F I is. I am Nicki Minaj. I'm at them dudes up. Back coops up and chop the dudes up. Entrepreneur and digging in the mouth goes. He can ball with the cool, he can sell loud. But I think I like him better when he dow loud. And I think I like him better with the fitted cap on. He ain't even gotta try to put the Mac on. He just gotta give me that look. When he give me that look, then the penny's coming off. Excuse me, you're a hell of a guy. You know I really got a thing for American guys. I mean, sigh, sickening eyes. I can tell that you're in touch with your feminine side. Yes, I did, yes, I did. Somebody please tell him who the F I is. I am Nicki Minaj, I'm at them dudes up. Back coops up and chuck the deuce up.
Yeah.
right. That was Super Bass by Nicki Minaj. So, Nicki Minaj got her start in, if I'm not mistaken, she was born in, if you get it wrong, or if we get it wrong, it's okay. I didn't take as many notes this episode. I know she was born in New York, so I want to say Queens, if I'm not mistaken, because she'll, like, scream, like, Queens. Oh, this is true. The same place as Azalea Banks. And she grew up rapping for a long time before she was discovered, if I'm not mistaken, by Lil Wayne. And then, I forgot what the collective was called. Young Money. She was in Young Money for a bit. But I think she really broke out after she was included on Monster by Kanye West. A lot of people still consider that her very best verse to this day. And I think it, like, showcases a lot of, like, what I absolutely love about, like, older, like, Nicki Minaj music. There's a lot of energy. There's like a drive. Like, you can really tell, like, she almost viewed this as, like, her single gateway into, like, the mainstream. When asked about the verse, Kanye West said that he didn't even want to include it on the album because it would outshine him so much. And I just think it's an incredible verse that I think a lot of rappers, you know, male or female, look up to this day. But I think a lot of people, like, consider female rappers as, like, less than and use female rap as, like, a pejorative. However, I think that, like, even people who feel that way do also believe that, like, she transcends this with her verse in Monster. So, this is Monster by Kanye West featuring Nicki Minaj.
Till it's bright out. Oh, just another lonely night. Are you willing to sacrifice your life?
Chum a monster, no good blood sucker. Fat. Now look who's in trouble. As you run through my jungles, all you hear is rumbles. Kanye West samples, here's one for example.
Gossip. Just stop it. Everybody know
I'm a monster.
I'ma need to see up to your pants at the concert. I'ma need to see up to your pants at the concert. Profit. I get it. Everybody know I'm a monster. I'ma need to see up to your pants at the concert. I'ma need to see up to your pants.
The best living or dead, hands down, huh? Let's talk more right now, huh? And my eyes more red than the devil is. And I'm about to take it to another level. Planning who you going, yeah. Ain't nobody cold as this. Do the rap and a track, triple double, no assist. And my only focus is staying on some bogus. Arguing with my older, acting like I owe it. I heard the beat, the same raps that gave the track pain. Bought the chain that always give me back pain. Racked up my money, so yeah, I had to act sane. Shot, buddies love my accent. Shit came up to me and said, this the number two, dad. If you wanna make it number one, you're number two now. Miss that goose in Malibu, I call it Malibu, yeah. Damn easy, I would hit him with a new style. Know that, well, what you gon' do now? Whatever I wanna do, gosh, it's cool now. Now I'm gonna do, it's new now.
Really need to cool out.
Cause you will never get on top of this. So mommy, best advice is just to get on top of this. Have you ever had sex with a pharaoh? I put the in a sarcophagus. Now she claiming that I bruise her esophagus. Head of the class and she just wanna swallow shit. I'm living in the future, so the present is my past. My presence is a present. Kiss my
Gossip, you can just stop it. Everybody know I'm a monster. I'ma need to see you see your pants at the concert. I'ma need to see you see your pants at the concert. Profit, I get it. Everybody know I'm a monster. I'ma need to see you see your pants at the concert. I'ma need to see you see your pants.
Sasquatch, Godzilla, King Kong, Loch Ness, Goblin, Ghoul. A zombie with no conscience. Question, what do these things all have in common? Everybody knows I'm a monster. Conquer, stop your silly nonsense. None of you know where the swamp is. None of you have seen the carnage that I've seen. I still hear fiends scream in my dreams. Murder in black convertibles. I kill a block, I murder the avenues. I rape and pillage a village, women and children. Everybody wanna know what my Achilles heel is. Love, I don't get enough of it. All I get is these vampires and bloodsuckers. All I see is these I-made millionaires milling about, spilling their feelings in the air. All I see is this fake with no fangs, trying to draw blood from my ice-cold veins. I smell
smell a massacre. Seems to be the only way to back you.
Gossip, gossip, you can just stop it. Everybody know I'm a monster. I'ma need to see you feel your hands at the concert. I'ma need to see you feel your hands at the concert. Profit, profit, I get it. Everybody know I'm a monster. I'ma need to see you feel your hands at the concert. I'ma need to see you feel your hands.
Pull up in a monster, automobile gangster. With a bad, bad that came from Sri Lanka. Yeah, I'm in a tanga, color of Willy Wonka. You could be the king, but watch the queen conquer. Okay, first things first, I'll eat your brain. Then I'ma start rocking gold teeth and fangs. Cause that's what a monster do. Hairdresser from Milan, that's the monster do. Monster Giuseppe Hill, that's the monster show. Young Money is the roster and a monster crew. And I'm all up in the bank with the funny face. And if I'm fake,
So after Monster, there was a lot of like critical acclaim for Nicki specifically on this verse. Like people called it the highlight of the track, and people often made fun of like Kanye West or like Jay-Z's like track, or excuse me, verses. And it just caused a lot of like comparison. Like, who's this like new up and coming face? Again, I think there still is to this day the stigma of like a female rapper being good. You can't particularly like that. I think Nicki Minaj kind of like paved the way after a time of a lot of like female rappers who were either like incredibly feminine or like incredibly masculine, you know, people like Missy Elliott versus like Lil Kim. And I think that she really like blends like the two of them like together really well. Shortly after the release of My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, Nicki Minaj released her debut album Pink Friday, which I think is, I don't know, it's tied with me to the next album, which I'll get into later. I think they're her two best albums easily. I think the Pink Friday series, the first two, and I guess a disclaimer, when I say the Pink Friday series, I do not include Pink Friday 2 from 2024. That one is stricken from the records. That is not a part of Pink Friday. The first two Pink Fridays are just like incredible albums that I think really like managed to combine pop and rap together very well. And I started with a track from the deluxe edition, Super Bass, which was, I believe, the biggest song, but there's a lot of tracks on there that people don't, I feel like a lot of people know, like, bits and pieces of them, if that makes any sense, but one of them is Did It On Them, which Blessing selected. It's a fire song.
Well, I just picked that because it was, like, a song that I just listened to a lot when I was younger, it was just like one of my favorites from her growing up, mm-hmm. and like I think my family, to be honest, like mm-hmm. just really liked that song too, mm-hmm. so it just became one of my favorites.
Mm-hmm. So up next is Did It On Him by Nicki Minaj.
This is my sons, and I'ma go and get some bibs for them. A couple formulas, little pretty lids on them. If I had a dip, I would pull it out and piss on them. Let me shake it off. I just signed a couple deals, I might break you off. And we ain't making up, I don't need a mediator. Just let them bums blow steam. Radiator.
That was an earthquake,
bitch. Did it on them.
You felt the ground shake, right?
And I just did it on them. This stone is flawless. F1. I keep shooters up top in the F1. A lot of bad bitches begging me to F1. But I'ma eat them rat bitches when the chef come. Throw some fresh ones. More talent than my motherfucking left thumb. She ain't a Nicki fan, then the bitch deaf dumb. You ain't my son, you my motherfucking stepson.
I don't know what that way look like.
All these bitches is my sons, and I ain't talking about Phoenix, bitch. I get money, so I do's what I pleases. I live with the motherfucking pools and the trees is. Broke bitch is so crusty, disgust me. Gator bitch, a ride, got the continental dusty. Trust me, I keep a couple hundred in the Duffy. Couple wet wipes, case a bum try to touch me. Ew, I'm the Terminator.
Rich
talk slick, I'ma have to terminator. These little nappy headed hoes need a permanator. You my seed, I spray you with the germinator. Move back bugs. Matter of fact, you know the queen could use a back rub. If you could turn back time, share. You used to be here, now you're gone, near.
You nappy headed, settle
it
on.
After the release of Pink Friday, I think it affected the pop sphere a lot, but there's still some other up-and-coming female rappers that really did, I think, take inspiration from it. I think one of like the particularities of Nicki Minaj's rapping style is like the variation in voices in which she would use. I think that Monster like showcased that the best out of all the songs I've played so far. But on the artists that are actually inspired by it, I think one of the names that were up and coming at the time, but people don't really talk about that much anymore, is the rapper Azealia Banks. She had a lot of promise within the early 2010s, releasing like songs that I think so many people find iconic, like 212, Luxury, Licorice. But then she eventually sort of tapered off, and a lot of people, well, I actually do consider her crazy now too. I do not like support her views, and I think she's a very vile person. However, back during the 2010s, she was in a very similar boat to Nicki Minaj. They went to the same high school. They're both up-and-coming artists from New York. And I think that a lot of her rapping style is inspired by Nicki Minaj. Her debut album, Broke With Expensive Taste, came out in 2014 after the release of both Pink Fridays. But I wanted to add here because I think it kind of showcases like Nicki Minaj and like her media area. And also so I don't play 4 Nicki Minaj songs in a row because I think that's an FCC violation. So up next is Young Rapunzel by Azealia Banks. So, after the release of Pink Friday, Nicki Minaj released Pink Friday Deluxe Edition, then Pink Friday Complete Edition, and I think that's the end of the Pink Friday one. However, in 2011, if I'm not mistaken, or, sorry, 2012, she released the album Pink Friday Roman Reloaded, her second album, which, while shares the name, is not a deluxe, but 19 new tracks. And I think that this one, it is even higher highs than the original Pink Friday. Like, I think songs like Stupid Ho, Hove Lane, Come on a Cone, Roman Holiday are some of like her like best songs she's put out ever. But then I think a lot of her songs also kind of taper off. I think that the second half of the album leans much more towards pop, which I think is kind of her weaker side. However, it still is an incredibly... I still really like the album. I think it really encapsulates like the sound of the time. So I want to play the biggest song off the album, which I think is maybe her biggest song ever. I don't know. Starships?
Starships not her biggest song.
No. What do you think her biggest song is? Maybe Anaconda.
I'd say that before, but I don't think that's true either. I think that's her most popular music video.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I feel it's like the biggest like cultural impact.
Oh my god, what is her biggest song?
I think her only number one song was Super Freaky Girl, which is kind of crazy, because like...
I feel like discussing Nicki Minaj's biggest song is like a really big, like, because one of those things where it's like, she doesn't have any awards, but then it's like...
Wait, really?
Her name is... Well, okay, I don't think... Not any awards, but, like, I'm thinking Grammys.
Yeah.
She doesn't have any Grammys. Mm-hmm. But, like, her name in itself is, like, such a big brand.
Yeah.
Where it's, like 10 people could be in a room, you say Nicki Minaj, all of them think about 10 different songs.
This is true.
It's, like, one of those type of things. So, like, asking that is, like, a hard question.
I like that. I'm gonna start Starships.
Red one. Let's go to the beach, each, let's go get a wave. They say what they gonna say. Have a drink, clink, found a Bud Light. Bad bitch like me, it's hard to come by. The Patron, let's go get it down. The sound, yes, I'm in the zone. Is it 2, 3? Leave a good tip. I'ma blow all of my money and don't give
I'm on the floor.
I'm not afraid to
All right. So after the release of the Pink Fridays, I think it kind of reignited like an appreciation for pop rap in the mainstream. Like her biggest songs, you know, Starship, Super Bass, other ones like Pound the Alarm or Your Love or Check It Out, they're all pop rap songs, which I think a lot of the mainstream was missing at that time. I think a rap verse and a pop song was very common, but like a pop song with like a chorus, it wasn't very common. I think that's just because like female rappers are going to be much more likely to have like a pop rap song. Like I think pop is seen as like a more like feminine genre, and if like a, especially in like a genre where like masculinity is as important as it is in rap, I think like if a male rapper chose to have like a pop rap song, I think it would be like looked down upon. Like I can think of many like pop and rappers as opposed to maybe like an R&B singer with like a rap verse or something. I don't know if I'm like, again, talking out of my butt, but
the only thing I can think about, well, are you talking about people who do it, like both?
Who is Aton?
Or are you talking about people like who've been on, rappers who've been on pop songs? It's the only thing.
I'm thinking like one who does both.
Okay. Because I was about to say Big Sean on Ariana Grande's. what, best mistake you ever had? Mm-hmm. That's my only thing. Mm-hmm. And then like, what's her other ex-boyfriend's name? The one that
Mac
passed.
Miller.
Rip Mac Miller.
Mm-hmm.
That song too. Mm-hmm. But one that does one. No, I really can't. Lil Nas X.
I guess. But like even then, he was inspired by Nicki Minaj too.
Oh, wait, he did say that. And he used to run a Nicki Minaj. He's also gay, so it's like he's allowed to have that.
Wait, this is true.
Femininity in his persona. Yeah.
However, I think after this, a lot of pop rappers exploded in popularity. I think one of the most popular to this day is Doja Cat. I think she's like the largest female rapper I can think of that really like blends like pop and rap together as much. Like she's not like, she like she sings and she raps, you know, like when I think of people like maybe like Megan or I don't know, so let's say Lotto, but like,
yeah, Lotto's a rapper.
Yeah, no Lotto's a rapper. I just think like, I feel like she's no Megan.
No, she's good, she's getting there.
Exactly.
She's getting there.
Yeah.
JT,
and she's like, I consider them all like full like rappers.
Yeah,
versus like, I don't know, I'm trying to think of like every other pop star is still like a pop star, but I think Doja Cat really to me is like the biggest like merger of the two. And I think that she kind of has a similar, again, flow to Nicki, where like she'll change her flow constantly. And her second album was called Hot Pink, which I think maybe is in direct homage to Pink Friday by Nicki Minaj. So next up is Talk Dirty by Doja Cat.
Call you daddy, call me mommy, you so crazy, yeah. And I say, yeah, talk like that, all up in my ear when he want that
That was Talk Dirty by Doja Cat. I think it's such like a beautiful song. I want to play one final track off of the Pink Fridays. This is Blessin's favorite off of Pink Friday, Roman Reloaded. But I think it's also, like, again, a really good song to, like, emphasize some of like, the highlights of, like, her rap in the album. Because I think it's pretty split. Like, half the songs are pop, half the songs are rap. So I know I'm just putting you on the spot, but do you want to introduce Bees in the Trap too?
I feel like it's both of the same for what I said about Did It On Them. Like, they were family favorites. They were just things that family members, but not things, there were songs that family members would play, and I'd be there, and I'm just like listening, like as a kid, you know. So I'm like just soaking it in, basically. But yeah, I do think it's like a classic Nicki Minaj song. It's a classic rap song. It's a classic everything. I do feel like it's one of those songs that Nicki has that's more like not as like talked about. So yeah.
All right. This is Bees in the Trap.
Yo, man, man, pimpin' ain't slick and they ain't say nothing. 100 of y'all suckers can't tell me nothing. I bees in the trap, beat bees in the trap. I bees in the trap, beat bees in the trap. Pimpin' ain't slick and they ain't say nothing. 100 of y'all suckers can't tell me nothing. I bees in the trap, beat bees in the trap. I bees in the trap, beat bees in the trap. Man, I've been did dead. Man, I've been popped off. And if she ain't tryna give it up, she get dropped off. Let me bust that UE, bust that open. Might spend a couple thou just to bust that open. Rip it off, no joking. Like your name Hulk Hogan. Didn't move weight in the south, but live in Hoboken. I spit that crack like I'm in that trap. So if you need a hit, then I'm with that bat. Pimpin' ain't slick and they ain't say nothing. 100 of y'all suckers can't tell me nothing. I bees in the trap, beat bees in the trap. I bees in the trap, beat bees in the trap. Pimpin' ain't slick and they ain't say nothing. 100 of y'all suckers can't tell me nothing. I bees in the trap, beat bees in the trap. I bees in the trap, beat bees in the trap.
Okay, now Nicki, Nicki, Nicki. Put it in your kidney, got a new LS450. Ain't no keys in this doohickey. If I want rapping, I be trapping. If I want trapping, I be pimping. If I want pimping, I be getting it. Period. I don't smoke no Bobby, but my denim be from Ricky. Got your girl on Molly, and we smoking loud and drinking. Got my top back so you can see what I've been thinking. And if you know me, then you know I've been thinking Franklin. Money. True religion trousers. Got a private home, started from them public houses. Hair weave killer, causing her arousal. Audi A8, told them Audi 5000.
Pimpin' ain't slick and they ain't say nothing. 100 of y'all suckers can't tell me nothing. I bees in the trap, beat bees in the trap. I bees in the trap, beat bees in the trap. Pimpin' ain't slick and they ain't say nothing. 100 of y'all suckers can't tell me nothing. I bees in the trap, beat bees in the trap. I bees in the trap, beat bees in the trap.
Damn, damn, what they say about me? I don't know, man, focus on your biscuit. If I get hit, swinging on a big pin. I don't know, man, I'm dipping on your whole life. Damn, damn, what they say about me? I don't know, man, focus on your biscuit. If I get hit, swinging on a big beat. I don't know, man, I'm dipping on your whole life.
Pimpin' ain't slick and they ain't say nothing. 100 of y'all suckers can't tell me nothing. I bees in the trap, beat bees in the trap. I bees in the trap, beat bees in the trap.
Man, I'm out in Texas. Man, I'm out in A-Town. Then I'm up in Chi-Town. Or Miami shutting down. It's that New Orleans. It's L.A. or the Bay. It's New York, Philly. And that whole DMV. I'm a Detroit player. Man, it's North, South, Cat. Ohio, Pittsburgh. Got St. Louis on deck. It's Delaware, Connecticut. It's New Jersey, got hella bricks. It's Queens, Brooklyn, and yeah, they rallying. Bronx, Harlem, and Staten Island.
Pimpin' ain't slick and they ain't say nothing. 100 of y'all suckers can't tell me nothing. I bees in the trap, beat bees in the trap. I bees in the trap, beat bees in the trap.
Damn,
Damn, what they say about me? I don't know, man. Focus on your biscuit. If I get hit, swinging on a big pin. I don't know, man. I'm tipping on your whole life. Damn, damn, what they say about me? I don't know, man. Focus on your biscuit. If I get hit, swinging on a big pin. I don't know, man. I'm tipping on your whole life.
So, me and Blessings have been kind of teasing her. We've been saying her name all throughout the show. Of the artist, Megan Thee Stallion, who I think is maybe, I'd say one of the most popular female rappers, like, now.
Yeah.
Dare I say the most? Maybe.
Low key, yeah. But, like, she's not, like, doing anything right now. But, yeah. Like, in the grand scheme of things.
Yeah. I think she's probably the most well-liked. Like, nobody... I won't say nobody has beef with her. Because a lot of people...
People have beef with her. She don't got beef with nobody.
Exactly. So, do you want to introduce this song we're putting on next?
Yes. So, this is Hot Girl Summer by Megan Thee Stallion featuring Nicki Minaj before... Friends to Enemies, mm-hmm. the trilogy mm-hmm. that happened. It was like three waves of beef.
Yeah.
But low key, I'm not going to lie, I have mm-hmm. not listened to this song in a long time. And I really, like, I'm really trying to think, how does it sound in my head? But I like, my brain is going blank on, like, what Nicki versus said. Mm-hmm. Like,
do we want to find out what it sounds like?
I think we should just find out, mm-hmm. but I am very excited.
Mm-hmm. This is Hot Girl Summer by Nicki Minaj, Megan Thee Stallion, and Ty Dolla Sign.
What Juicy say?
Don't run from me, free.
It is what it is, this some five star. She a big old freak, it's a must that I hit. It's a hot girl summer, so you know she got a lit. No, she got it lit. Hot girl summer, so you know she got it lit. Yeah. No, she got it lit. Hot girl summer, so you know she got it lit.
Look, handle me. Who gon' handle me? Thinking he's a player, he's a member on the team. He put in all that work, he wanna be the MVP. I told him ain't no taming me, I love my niggas equally. Fucking 9 to 5 with that superstar beat. The superstar star, now I got him far late. I called a jet to get that nick, I told him call, don't send no text. And don't you tell him you with me when they be asking where you at.
I can't read your mind, gotta say that. Should I take your love, should I take that? Got a whole lot of options, cause you know a girl's hopping. I'm a high girl, so you know ain't shit to stop him.
It is what it is, this some five star. She a big old freak, it's a must that I hit. It's a hot girl summer, so you know she got it lit. No, she got it lit. Hot girl summer, so you know she got it lit. Yeah. No, she got it lit. Hot girl summer, so you know she got it lit. Yeah, yeah.
Who a hotter B? Who got a lot of D? Who popping like a P when he be hopping out the V? And who gon' tell him that my bitch is getting her degree? And when we say it's hot girl summer, we ain't talking about degrees. Who won't follow me? Like, who don't follow me? Cause even in your new book, I can see a lot of me. And honestly, I'm on it cause that should be comedy. You ain't put me in no brands, but I see you proud of me. I'm just a real, give a fuck about a trick. I'm some real, and we really with this. Put this on your lip. Give a fuck about a dick. I get that, and then I grab my and then I dip.
Here's what it is, this some five star. She a big old freak, it's a must that I hit. It's a hot girl summer, so you know she got it lit. No, she got it lit. Hot girl summer, so you know she got it lit. Yeah. No, she got it lit. Hot girl summer, so you know she got it lit.
Look, college girl, but a freak on the weekend. Eat that dick up even when I'm going vegan. He be chipping on me, and I know the reason. I got a break up with my every season. Real hot girl I got one or two days. If you seen it last night, don't say the next day. Let me drive the boat, ayy. Kiss me in the pros, ayy. It go down on that brown, now we going both ways. I can't read your mind, gotta say that. Should I take your love, should I take that? Got a whole lot of options, cause you know a girl's hopping. I'm a high girl, so you know ain't shit to stop me.
Girl, it is what it is, this some five star. She a big old freak, it's a must that I hit. It's a hot girl summer, so you know she got it lit. No, she got it lit. Hot girl summer, so you know she got it lit. Yeah. No, she got it lit. Hot girl.
girl summer, so you know she got it in check.
Sorry for hitting you. So after we keep on referencing like Nicki and like like she was the GOAT. She was so good. In recent years, I think a lot of her status has kind of faded away.
Yeah.
I think a lot of her sound shifted after the first two Pink Fridays, which are very loud, they're very in your face, they're very extravagant and maximalist. She released the Pink Print, which was very like stripped down and was supposed to be a more personal album, but I personally feel like I sensed less Nicki Minaj when she tried to be like, I don't know, more like thoughtful.
She was
I guess.
Just singing too much. Can we be for real? Can
no,
we be for real?
She makes amazing rap songs and good, well, middling to good pop songs. I think rap is really where she shines.
Yeah.
But and when she puts both them together again, it's like perfect. Like super bass. Oh. But no, but then I think Queen was actually, I don't think either of us have listened to Queen actually.
I listened to, oh my god, that one song. I cannot. It was the song where she had, where she was talking about other male rappers. Barbie Dreams. That was a really good song. It was like a slow jazz beat with just a very old school type of flow. And then like the end was very like reminiscent of Pink Friday at the end with the speed change. And I just really enjoy that song. And also the music video was hilarious. But other than that, I don't think I have. I probably have, but didn't know it's on the album.
But no, after that, she didn't release anything for a while.
Yeah.
And then she released Pink Friday 2, which I think the both of us agree and many others, that's kind of like a cheap, like, it's Pink Friday in name, but not in spirit. While the original Pink Fridays, I feel like were very revolutionary for the time and very different from a lot of rap coming out. One, I think because, yes, she was the only, like, female rapper, but also it was very, like, pop rap. And very like pink and maximalist. Pink Friday 2 was much more like trap inspired, which I think is a sound a lot of other rappers have, and it just didn't stick out that much. And there were a few good songs, but also her attitude is not very good anymore, and a lot of her songs were standing up for female rappers because, you know, she paved the way for a lot of those who've come now. But her husband is a pedophile.
Can you say that?
I don't know if I can say that, but I'm on Dig.
Okay.
A lot of people also and that she's put down a lot of other female rappers, like usually like she'll like there's various artists who she'll collab with and then a year or two later will fall out with, like Megan Thee Stallion. But I don't want to get into too much of that right now because you want to do an episode on your show about that, if I'm not mistaken. I don't want to take away from that.
Wait, not the plug. Yes.
Exactly. Wait, do we have a title or is it still
I
really like UNITY, but...
Yes, UNITY is, like, the leading... Unless I find something, like, super-duper, uber-amazing, like, then I might change it, but UNITY is, like, the leading... It's first in the race.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, tune in to UNITY coming very soon. Hopefully. You're blazing through your training. You're doing a fantastic job.
1 week, hopefully.
Exactly. So, I want to end off with a few smaller artists that I think are also directly inspired by Nicki Minaj. I'll try and play all three. If not, I'll just kind of fade them out. The first one is Magna Carta, my freaking favorite band of all time. This song name checks her song Pills and Potion off of Pink Print, but a lot of the artist's sound, like Magna Carta, especially in their earlier songs, are inspired by Nicki Minaj in a very, like, in the same, like, extravagant sense and idea of, you know, like, kind of hedonism. But also, when they were first getting started, they would post a bunch of pictures of, like, Nicki Minaj during this time and be, like, hashtag inspiration. And I think that's very funny. Then I have Up by Gorchiza Star and Chase Icon. I think both of them are very clearly inspired by Nicki Minaj. Gorchiza Star, again, for like the extravagance, the maximalism. And Chase Icon for more so similar energy and always talking about, you know, her pink wig, her little lemonade bob. Like how Nicki is known for her pink bob. And then maybe if we have time, Latina by Isabella Love Story. She's someone who takes a lot of inspiration visually from Nicki Minaj. Like, if you see her outfits now, it's very similar to what Nicki had on during this time period. And I think her music channels a very similar energy of, you know, being like the baddie. So next up is Some Drugs by Magna Carta, Up by Cortez, Star and Chase Icon, and If Time Permits, Latina by Isabella Love Story. Have a wonderful day.
Booty showing off, it's getting thicker. and read a PG. I'm the first bitch to name drop Luigi. Think you mad now? Wait till I fuck G-Eazy. This is so wet, I should be sponsored by Fiji. Decorate my kid.